Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy's not in today. Tom Withers is.
Hi.
Former king of the Associated Press in Cleveland, covering everything there was to cover. Dano's flying our ship today. And, you know, I say that. I think I need to change that up. I think I'm tired of saying Dan flies the ship. This is no ship. You're just running the show.
It's why, gosh, it had to have been 5 years ago. On an inside joke, I started referring to myself as the chairman of the board, and I think that's what we got to do.
All right, I'll do that.
I want to
because
refer,
you
I
do
refer,
run the board.
I want to refer to him as Do It All Dan today because he did bring in a chair to help me prop up my surgically repaired knee. So that was huge.
That's very nice.
We got to take care of people.
That's very nice.
We take care of each other.
And Meredith takes our phone calls today 216-474-0092. Again, we'll keep you up to date with everything going on as minicamp gets rolling today, and then during the 1 o'clock hour and maybe a little bit before, get ready. We're going to have some intriguing press conferences for you. Intriguing is a hint, so you probably want to stick around and hear who speaks and what they have to say. I'm looking forward to it. The Guardians are trying to avoid being swept. How about that, Dan? So with that in mind, Terry Francona trying to take 3 straight from his former team, but saying it's not about him. Which it's not, but boy, it's tough watching Terry sit there and have that congratulatory line at the end of the game like we saw so many times at Progressive Field, but now with the enlarged reds on his chest. Yeah. It's a weird-looking uniform, but I like it, I guess. With that in mind, Dan Menigan, take it away.
It's time to check on Cleveland starting now. Powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
All right, gentlemen, we have a 1-10 start at Progressive Field today for the final game between the Guardians and the Reds. Of course, the Ohio Cup going to be propping open a door in Cincinnati now after propping open doors in Cleveland for a good period of time. So, leading off for the Guardians today in center field, Lane Thomas. Hitting second, the designated hitter, David Fry. Third will be Jose Ramirez playing third base today. Hitting fourth, the first baseman, Carlos Santana. Fifth will be the shortstop, Gabriel Arias. Nolan Jones, the left fielder, will be hitting sixth today.
Oh, Nolan Jones is playing. Thank you.
He's playing.
Sorry.
Hitting seventh today, Jonathan Rodriguez. He will be over in right field. Catching today in the squat, throwing down the signs to give the nod to Mike Kruko wherever possible. Dom Nunez will be catching today.
Welcome, Dom. Good to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Second baseman Angel Martinez will hit ninth, and Logan Allen will toe the rubber for the Guardians today as they take on the Reds' first pitch once again at 1:10 today. And gentlemen, that is your starting lineup.
That's Cleveland starting now, powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
Tom, apparently Stephen Vogt was listening at the beginning of the show, and you said, you know, Angel Martinez looks like a 9 hitter. And there he is, hitting ninth.
Kind of the perfect spot for him, right? He's kind of that second leadoff guy, if you will. He's got a little bit of speed, can kind of turn the lineup over when it gets down to the bottom there. I think that is a good spot. Who's in the 2 spot? I'm sorry.
David Fry.
He's got to get going.
He's hitting 150.
I know. But this is like spring training for him.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe that's the way to look at it, Tom.
Yeah.
I think you're right on that one. Maybe that's because I was about to be very mean. And now that you said that, I'm like, okay, fine. Maybe I shouldn't be.
He's right, but I don't like it.
Kind of feel the same way about Lane Thomas as well, right? He's only at about 60 at bats. I expected so much more.
You ready?
Go ahead.
129.
I know, it's rough.
In 19 games.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And Andy and I kicked some of this around yesterday, but Tom, it would appear based on based on things you can't ignore that I think have some legitimacy to them, you traded for Lane Thomas. He had some moments for you last year, but he hit 209 overall.
He did.
Last year.
He was Mr. October, though.
Yeah, he was really good. Don't forget that. And he's been injured twice this year. He's been not good in 19 games, not a home run, three runs batted in. He's hitting 129.
Yeah.
And in his career, he's had one really good offensive season, a couple that were okay. They seem locked into, if he's healthy, he's going to play. They also seem locked into, even though David Fry can't play a position because of recovering from Tommy John surgery,
he's going to hit, right?
That he's going to hit.
Yeah.
And I think, is that problematic?
I think it is, Jeff. I think you just touched on a phrase that holds true to a bad degree for this team, is locked in. They seem to get locked in on too many things, right? And they get to be their own worst enemy in that not being as flexible and as adaptable as they need to be, right? Whether it's dipping down into the minor leagues to bring some guys up and try some new things.
Yeah.
They, as we mentioned earlier, I felt like John Kenzie Noel should have been bent down in Columbus in
a month ago.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, what are they waiting for here? Now, granted, there are always things that are going on beyond the scenes that we don't know about, right? Whether, you know, DeLauder or Kafis or whoever they're thinking about bringing up is dealing with something down there. Maybe they weren't ready for whatever reason. But they do seem to get locked in and locked down on some things that they need to let go of, right? And
I couldn't agree more.
And to your point earlier, like that 10 games out magic number, if you will, that you are arbitrarily using, but it's a number, right? And it's something you got to think about because this Detroit team doesn't show any signs of slowing down. So you're going to have to figure it out what kind of team you want to be this year.
And also there's a team between you and Detroit, and that's Minnesota. And though they're closer to the Guardians, so it's not just tracking down one team. It's tracking down one team and then trying to sneak your way above the other.
Oh, and Kansas City's right on your heels as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's tough. So, and I threw these thoughts out yesterday about Kyle Manzardo. He's really struggled. In his last 11 games, he's hitting 121. And that kind of coincides with David Fry coming up. It started before David got here, but Kyle's not getting at bats now. Well, he was, you know, for a while leading you in home runs and runs batted in this year.
And he was hitting lefty pitchers as well, which we thought was going to be an issue.
Yeah. In fact, his batting average is the same, 205, so 206, lefty righty.
Is the bottom line with this team, Jeff, is that they've just kind of come back to where maybe they should have been? You know, there were so many junctures last year. Yeah, there were so many junctures last season where I thought, okay, they can't keep doing this. And they went wire to wire, right? And so they played way beyond what my expectations were for them, even though I thought they could win 86, 88 games. I had them in that range.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now they are one of the bottom teams in the league offensively across the board, right? They're getting decent starting pitching. The bullpen has been solid, right?
Yeah.
I think it needs another arm or two, maybe.
Clase's been terrific since
after April.
Yeah.
Right. So is this team maybe just maybe where they're supposed to be? I don't know.
Well, Tom, you look at the position players, and I threw these numbers out at the beginning of the show, and I hate to throw numbers out all the time. But sometimes I think they're very,
very
telling.
Yeah.
They're Carlos Santana is the third leading hitter batting average-wise on this team. And I know all the new things say slugging percentage, on-base percentage. I still look at a guy's batting average because, to me, it's a pretty baseline stat. There are only two guys hitting higher than Carlos, who's a 251.
Yeah.
And they have 18 guys who have been to the plate this year. 10 of them have batting averages under 200. 10 of the 18 have a batting average that begins with a 1.
Staggering.
That's awful.
Staggering. Do they miss Chris Valleca? I mean,
I don't know.
You know, because apparently,
and former hitting coach
Dan would know because he gets it deeper into these numbers than I do. You know, the Reds have statistically, analytically been amongst the best team in baseball this year in terms of, I don't know, Dan,
hard hit ball percentages,
those kinds of things, right? Yeah. That those are all trending up for them. Where with the Guardians, it's kind of going in the other direction. I don't want to put too much on one person or what have you, because, you know, there was a fair amount of criticism directed at Chris as well while he was here. The thing that gets me, guys, is the poor at-bats that I see too often. Like you mentioned Carlos Santana, Jeff, who's batting 251. He also gives you a quality at-bat damn near every time he goes to the plate.
He's
right?
a professional hitter.
He's a professional hitter. They don't have enough of those guys here. No. But I think you're also getting to the point, though, where something's got to happen. Now, maybe all this second and third guessing that we're going to do is going to turn out to be moot, and they're going to go on a little winning streak here, because that's what happened last year. It seemed like every time I was like ready to bury this team, they would take off again.
Yeah,
they just have not played good, consistent ball all season.
Let me bounce some second base thoughts off you guys. And this, to me, is a concern. You traded Andrés Giménez. I don't overall have an issue with that because he wasn't hitting like a guy who is going to be exploding dollar-wise. I get it. I mean, phenomenal glove. Man, I love watching that guy play. But he's no Roberto Alomar. And he is defensively, but Roberto is the total package, and you pay that guy accordingly.
Hall of Famer.
Andrés was being paid like a guy who was the total package, and he's not, even though I think he had a big game last night offensively. So you go into it and you think, all right, we got Brian Rocchio. He's coming up. He's looking good. We're going to give Gabe Arias his chance to, because he's out of options. Well, then Rocchio doesn't hit. And we all know the story. And now you're throwing different guys in there at different spots. And it's like, oh boy, how's this working out? And so far, it's not working out real well. It's second base right now. Martinez is getting some run, right? Real nice start. 333 in April, 213 in May, 111 in June. So the offensive pop that Angel showed early isn't there. Arias has been okay. It's been fairly consistent, but nothing outrageous. He's hitting 250 in June, and now he's playing shortstop. Schneeman's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Rocchio in AAA is hitting 253, and he's showing a little pop with 6 home runs. Is the answer bring Rocchio back up here ASAP, put Arias back at second base and go? Or what? Zach Meisel covers the Guardians for The Athletic. Tom, I want your thoughts on this when we come back.
Sounds great.
I'm going to bounce that off Zach. I think you got to do something here because you're getting nothing out of second base and you're not playing Schneeman. And is he the answer? I don't know, but he's hitting better than the other guys and you're not scoring runs. Seems like a mess. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.